calls in.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of drive around a lot, coming and going from home and work and around. Kind of live in the northeast area, Pinnacle Peak, Boulders.
Yeah.
It's called Boulders for a reason.
Yes.
Lots of boulders.
Round boulders.
Big, huge stacked. Round.
Stacked on top of each
hanging
other.
On the side of the mountain. See, he wants to know, has there ever been a record of any of these boulders coming off during a earthquake? Now, I'll leave that question for Mr. Allison, but I do remember earlier this year, do you remember that boulder that landed on Highway 89 south of Yarnell, off Yarnell Hill? I don't know if y'all caught that.
I did.
That last big rain washed a huge boulder, and there's pictures of it in the paper, and it took crews like 3 days to jackhammer this boulder hanging off the side of the road up on the Highway 89.
Well, there were lots of funny stories of people we visited with that felt the earthquake. Jennifer's dad lives up in the Cave Creek area. That is close to Boulders. Mr. Allison, it begs a question. Where do you live?
I'm in the Tucson Mountains, about 6 miles west of downtown Tucson.
Pretty stable area?
That's one of the things we looked at before we bought the house. So,
can we have people consult you?
our house sits at the base of a hill, and I'm actually looking up at a fairly steep slope with a lot of big boulders up there. So, but what we looked at is how many of those boulders were actually down, you know, where the houses were built. And we really haven't seen anything coming down around here, but it is something we worry about.
That might be a second career for Mr. Allison.
Yes.
You know, consulting earthquake locations.
Okay. We're going to have Mr. Allison back because we're going to be talking about the history of Arizona and the mining history. And one of the things that I, in all my hikes across all of Arizona, all the thousands of hours I've spent hiking, finding all these mine shafts, I've just always wondered, why did they start digging there? Is this where the burrow died and they just needed to start digging a hole? We're going to have you back on and give us key indicators of why these mine shafts are where they are. But let's get back to the point of earthquakes. So you do name them.
Yes, we do. And so we have the Duncan earthquake, the Black Canyon City earthquakes, the Oak Creek Canyon.
Can you tell us the name of the next one?
I wish I could. I would love to be able to do that.
Well, we consider ourselves a fairly valuable asset to the Arizona homeowners. And when we can do that together, Lee, we'll be really valuable. Hey,
right. Well, you know, one thing we didn't talk about was the biggest earthquake we've ever had around Arizona. And back in 1887, it actually occurred just south of the border in Mexico, but it was a magnitude we estimate 7.5.
Wow.
And it shook people up from Albuquerque to Southern California and did damage all over Southern Arizona, killed 50 people. And it ruptured the surface for tens of miles. And that's the thing we worry about is, could we have another one of those big earthquakes coming along one of these old ancient faults? And so that's our biggest concern. Well, if we had that again, we would do significant damage all over Arizona.
And on a lighter note, one of the interesting component is, as Jennifer and I started talking to family members who had never experienced an earthquake. Now, we have people in our office that have come from San Francisco, and they knew what it was right away. But my mom says she was in bed, getting ready to go to bed, and the whole house slid one way, and it went whoosh, and then it slid the other way and went whish. And that's how she explained it to me.
Well, you had a buddy who thought he was having a stroke.
He was having a stroke, yeah.
Very interesting to hear people's reactions the first time they're in an earthquake. And during the Duncan earthquake, we were actually hosting a small conference here in Tucson, and a colleague from Australia was here and was woken. He was a geologist, senior geologist, and he said it was the first earthquake he had ever felt in his life. And he was just thrilled.
Well, Mr. Allison, I can't thank you enough for getting up early after flying home from D.C. last night and sharing your wisdom with all of our listeners at Rosie on the House.
Well, I'm happy to do it, and thanks for having me on.
We'll have you on again. I want to find out why those mine shafts are where they are. Thanks, Amir. Folks, we've got a great lineup for y'all today. Of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about landscape gardening, irrigation, outdoor lighting, anything having to do with fertilizing, mowing, trimming, cutting, hedging. Your landscape and your garden and your hardscape. At 9 o'clock, we have the article that kind of ties all this 7 o'clock information together. Renting. Is renting the answer to all of these natural disasters? Rent a tent. Or like my grandson says, we should all live in hovercrafts.
That has to be Gabriel.
That's Gabe. You're independent from the earthquake, and you can move around to miss the asteroids.
I wouldn't want to rent on, like, the sixth floor or something.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
No?
For earthquake?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be on the bottom if the building came
down. You could run out.
I don't know if there's a good place in a big building to be. But a hovercraft is one safe thing. So that's our home of the future, according to Gabriel Dahl. Folks, we've got a great show. And then we've got Ray of Light coming at 10 o'clock talking about custom faux finishes and murals and touches you can put on the inside of your home that really make it pop, really personalize it, and really make it yours. So it's a great show lined up all day long, all morning long. And if you've got a project... And it's an open line show, okay? I didn't give out the phone number once this last hour because I wanted to ask the questions. I wanted to hog all the time. But it's a call-in show, and if you want to talk landscaping, now's the chance to get online and get on hold now because the lines always fill up quickly. It's toll-free, 1-888-767-4348. Okay, John J. Harper's here in studio now. They'll be coming in and taking your questions. 9 o'clock, whatever you're trying to get done around your house, call us at 9 o'clock. Let's talk about it. Let me put my 50 years of building experience to work for you at your house.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.